Dedicated lanes have become a big point of contention for business owners and residents across San Francisco. Now comes word that this won't be an issue in at least one neighborhood in the city, Chinatown. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Well, what's the inside scoop?
The inside scoop is this, that San Francisco, and with its bike lanes, you know, we've seen some controversial ones, but this one either has to be the dumbest one in terms of just bikes and bike safety and pedestrian safety, and even dumber on politics of an election year. The idea of putting bike lanes in Chinatown, one of the most congested areas in the city and hilliest, is absolutely absurd. But that's what the San Francisco MTA was proposing. And when people got wind of it at a community meeting, it wasn't, you know, it was a record time before the mayor turned around and said, no way, no way. Because there's one rule in politics on an election year is you don't mess with Chinatown. And these transit planners obviously didn't read the book going into it, because this thing was proposed and shot down and people are still ticked off about it.
So Breed jumped in. Is this a good election?
Oh, she had, yes, she jumped right in. I mean, Margie, you've been to Chinatown. Everybody's been to Chinatown. The streets there are incredibly narrow, you know, and we have people, elderly, we have kids, we have cars, we have merchants that, you know, have their goods and stuff out on the sidewalks. It's already an incredibly congested area. The idea of putting bike lanes through there as part of an overall city master plan might have looked good on paper, but when it landed on the ground, people have said, are you out of your mind? Not the least of which was that, you know, you're sitting there going, what's the safety issue here? You're going to have people going with bikes through all of this mess just because it's part of, you know, the tug of war we have where we got to get out of cars. But here's another thing. What really made it doubly embarrassing in Chinatown is that, unlike these other areas where we've had controversy about bike lanes going in, Chinatown really is the center of the Chinese culture and politics in San Francisco, because all the Chinese media is concentrated down there, and whatever happens down there gets transferred out to the neighborhoods where the Chinese vote is. And you pick a fight down there, and it just doesn't look good for you. London Breed needs the Chinese vote, and she's not happy with the idea that these people came in and had a quote-unquote community meeting where they basically laid out that this was what was going to be what happened. No, this was one where she hopped off the bikes and hit the brakes on this one big time, with good reason. She wants to get reelected.
Hey, thanks as always, and Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.